I just hate when people put a modern mentality on the 1600s. It's like, dude, you have no fucking idea.
Yeah, of course. I gotta let you read that book, dude. War on the Run, dude.
What's that about?
It's about I read it a while ago, and then I started reading it again. It's about Robert Rogers. He was like the first Army Ranger. Mm-hmm. He was like the precursor to Special Forces in modern military, awesome, and he lived in pre-French and Indian War America. In like Vermont, New England, and I've talked about it a bunch of times on his.
What's he do? What's
the savages would come in and kill all everybody in his town.
Oh, didn't he take up with the savages?
Then he kind of took up with the savages. Like he was raised alongside a tribe with his town.
Yeah, yeah.
So he studied the land. He knew the land, and he knew modern war was going to be different than standing in line. So he formed kind of like a special forces where they could travel long distances.
So he's the reason our Navy parties. SEALs are so sneaky, basically.
They still study his maneuvers to this day. Dude.
That's tight.
Yeah, but it's the first couple chapters are all about like landing in America.
And it's being like, holy shit.
His family and another family, they're Scots-Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we can try to make our own outside of this village. Let's try to... They formed clans. They joined families with another family and bought like 600 acres for like £11.
In America?
Yeah.
Who'd they buy it off?
It was British.
Whatever bull was chewing. Yeah.
But then it was kind of like you said, like they would let the white trash kind of be a buffer.
Yeah.
So his family was a white trash buffer.
And they'd be like, go ahead, bro.
And they're like, you can have that land if you can settle it.
Damn.
And then up until Thomas Jefferson, nobody had really gone west of, like America hadn't really expanded at all.
Where'd TJ go?
The Louisiana Purchase.
That was TJ?
He got all that shit, yeah. And he led...
I like to see a couple pages of his journal, dude.
He led... he was the one who founded the Lewis and Clark Expedition.
Yeah.
So the first two presidents were just like, we don't even know about the Pacific Ocean. They're like, we're not going over there.
Well, that was the other thing.
We're not getting over there.
They were saying that...
probably knew about it.
He was like kind of like scoffing at the fact that like when they got there, the Native Americans were like, there's like a big sea if you go like 7 days walk from here. And the language barrier is unimaginable. And they're like, and this guy actually thought like the South Ocean, the South Indian Ocean was like 7 days away. And it's like, dude, fuck you. Let me drop you off in the woods, dude, on a state game. See how you make it out. Someone's like, yo, it's that way. You'd be like, thank you.
Let's drop you off in Strawberry Mansion, dude.
Yeah, I just
see if you get out of that
chaps my ass
without getting burnt at the stake.
That's the ultimate armchair quarterback to be like, and he crashed into the little wrong landmass on his sailboat.
Looking at history,
being like, clearly these guys are. He was saying like the people who weren't suckers stayed in England. It's like, yeah, it's more than being a sucker, dude. It's like these people were poor as fuck.
Yeah,
and they didn't have any other choice really, and a lot of them were indentured servants too. So it's like. It's a bullshit thesis. And I've had people tell me, like, oh, this is really good. And I'm reading it. And I'm like, I can't fuck with this guy, dude.
You know what? It's a weird thing that I've always been bothered by is, like, in this country, if you want, like, everybody always prefaces things like, this is America. And in America, we love an underdog. Or, like, in America, we love this. It's like, first of all, everyone loves a fucking underdog. And stop talking about this country.
Yeah.
As though you've traveled the world.
I know.
It always bothers me when people are like, this is a racist country.
Oh, dude.
Like, have you traveled, dude? Why don't you ask Sudan if they're racist?
Have you gone anywhere, dude? Have you even read to find out, like, that's the other thing, too. And they're like, this country's founded on racism. And it's like, dude, read about there's been so many other genocides all over the world for the same thing. Have been like, yeah, you guys are the other guy. Fuck you guys. That's so fucking annoying.
We're spinning our wheels.
This country's founded on white supremacy. Yeah.
Dude, I've been strong into that. You're talking a good time period for me.
Yeah.
The whole way out here, I was listening to that book again. First off, what's
the book? The
book is, a lot of people were asking. It's called War on the Run. It's about Robert Rogers. But it's also about, like, just life pre-revolution in America and, like, Native Americans and shit. And I have been harsh on the natives the last couple episodes. That's what happens when you report on something before you finish a book.
True.
Like, I read one chapter that was just like, this is what the Indians used to do. And then the next chapter was like, they did have some good things, but I only got the bad part.
Welcome to my world, dude.
And then immediately reported on it. And I was like, they were called savages for a reason. but they had some hilarious. This was making me laugh. I needed like it. These four white dudes got caught catching beavers. Their beaver pelts were like, that was money back
true,
then.
True, yeah.
That was because in the colonies, they didn't really have that much currency.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, dudes would counterfeit like crazy.
It's really funny, too. There, when there's like no money, people are like, all right, well, forget about money. What else do we have? Like, we got all beaver pelts.
Fucking beavers are everywhere.
Like, all right, well, that's money now. Yeah. All right, everything continue.
Oddly enough, the chapter was called, well, it was about how if you counterfeited, back then it was a death penalty,
mm-hmm.
which hasn't changed much.
Wow, anyway. You address the nation?
Anyway.
Excuse me.
Pardon
me. Well, it's actually policed by the Secret Society still. Or no, Secret Society, Secret Service.
What's that? Counterfeiting?
Freudian slip on my part. Yeah, the counterfeiting's it's policed by the Secret Service. They're the ones following money. It's the president's bodyguards or something. They give their life for the bodyguard, and they also have to make sure nobody's printing funny money. That's the Secret Service's job.
They used to literally on bills say to counterfeit is death.
Used to
be printed on bills. Like, yeah, if you got caught counterfeiting, you were fucked. Like, they would brand you or kill you. They used to get branded under their eyes, like right here.
Oh,
pretty sick.
Just to make sure, yeah, check.
Yeah,
the
it
funny
would just
one.
Say R for like rogue, if you were like a vagabond or a piece of shit, and then like M for murder, like all that shit.
Damn,
it sucks to get an R for rogue when, you know, rapist.
Sure. What do they give people for rapist by R little A?
Yeah, it sucks.
It's like the periodic table. It's like R little A rapist, R rogue.
But no,
being a rogue is sick.
Being a rogue is sick, but back then it wasn't. People hated them.
True, if you didn't follow the rules.
If you were just, because in the colonies, there were like no rules.
Yeah.
So dudes would come from Europe that were criminals there.
Mm-hmm.
Just all you had to do back then was call yourself a different name. You could do it in a moment. You'd be like, no, I'm Tom. Mm-hmm. And then you go to another town.
Yeah.
And just counterfeit money there.
Well, it's also.
So they'd have to brand you. There was no, there wasn't an internet back then.
Yeah.
There was no databases.
That's what I'm saying.
So they just have to do something. They'd like cut your ear off.
Well, yeah, your personal horizon ended at your town, and then a guy would come in and be like, yo, this is new money. You're like, they put new money out? You're like, new money, bro.
Yeah,
want it or not? And you're like,
give me that horse. Here's a bunch of new money.
You're like, well, I just ate a bug. You're like, can't turn down this new money. And he's like, why does it look different? He's like, don't do the counterfeiting back then. The technology, what the fuck did they do? It was drawing.
There were plates that they could.
So they stamped.
Counterfeit, yeah.
So they would get a money stamp.
Yes.
And then be like.
Stamp shit.
They could have just made t-shirts back then. They had no idea.
Printing t-shirts.
If they had like a print, like a money dollar bill.
There's your shirt.
Yeah, that's true. It's my tee. They could have just printed tees, dude. Be like, yo, you just want to wear a shirt with a dollar bill on it? Like, yeah, that's fine.
That would have been tight. The clothes back then sucked.
Yeah.
But so these four dudes were trespassing and collecting beaver pelts.
Sure.
Which, dude, beavers used to get, beavers are huge.
Are they?
Yeah, I didn't know that. They get up to 90 pounds. They're fucking big dogs, dude.
Beavers are 90
beavers
fucking pounds?
Beavers can get up to 90 pounds, at least back then. I'm sure they've been killed enough now that they're a little, you know.
Sure, a little skimpy.
A little skimpy. They're losing weight.
These are like the dinosaur days for beavers.
Beavers were 90 pounds. These dudes, and they would trick them. It's a sad way to kill them. What would they do? So they put like a trap in the water and put like female pheromones on it.
Yeah.
And when the beaver like stood up at the top of the stick, there was a clamp or something that drug it under the water.
How'd they get the female beaver pheromones?
You,
do I even want to know?
Kill the yeah, you cut them out of them and
squeeze,
rub it on a stick.
True.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Think they took them for a spin?
They're eating bugs, dude. You don't think they're taking beaver puss for
By
a
the
spin?
Way, a man just got charged in Delaware for having sex with molesting ponies. So
that is a tale as old as time.
Did you hear that story?
What happened?
There's a Delaware man. I think he's 32 years old. There was a full. There was an invest. So people are coming back and seeing the ponies' like ankles would be kind of raw, and they're like, "What the hell? What's wrong with my pony?" And then this guy was going into barns and strapping the pony. He would like strap their legs down.
Yeah, you gotta get those back legs.
He'd have his way with them. Yeah, you don't want to get kicked.
Yeah.
So he.
All right, hold on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So these four dudes get captured by these Indians. They take them and they make them run the gauntlet. So that was one thing they would do when they would capture prisoners. A lot of these tribes would make you run a gauntlet like right away. So the whole town would come to the bank of this river with these two dudes they captured on canoes.
Yeah.
And one of them, by the way, Stark, in the Revolutionary War would come up with the term live free or die.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
He was that. I mean, this is how small a world this was back then.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah. True.
Shout out.
Well, Mary, you missed it. God damn it, dude. You're fired. Wait, how did you doze off?
Huh?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
He's not paying attention.
He's paying attention. He couldn't know I was doing a physical. He doesn't know my comedy's verbal and physical, dude. Physical comedy, dude. Welcome to the So they did.
So the whole town comes.
What's the gauntlet?
Gauntlet is where the townspeople, mostly young men, line up two rows and make you run the gauntlet.
Oh, they're making.
And they hit you with sticks and fuck with you the whole way.
I thought they were. When so you get caught by the Indians, they'd make you do a gauntlet.
Yeah, the Indians would make you run the gauntlet.
Do we have a gauntlet?
As a prisoner. No.
Not me, not we, but they're like, did fucking.
Yeah, did the good guys? Did the good guys have it?
Did the settlers have a fucking gauntlet?
No, I think they probably just.
Killed you.
Executed Indians, I'm sure.
So you had to run through.
Yeah, they handed you a stick that you had to hold. So okay. You couldn't like block. You had to like hold a stick and run through a gauntlet. And they would all just hit you. Now they tried not to hurt you. They tried not to kill you, I mean.
They just want to hurt you.
They want to fuck you up. But the Indian who captured them, who was the chief of this tribe, told them some things to say in their language that would like make it easier on them, which actually translated to like, I could fuck up everybody in here. Hilarious. So the first guy ran through was like, Tahini Gaba hop up to Gideon. Like he just screamed.
Talking shit.
He had no idea.
And they're just fucking cradling the crossballs. It's like, what'd you?
The second guy came through and his chant was, I could fuck all the women here. Like while he's running through. And then he started getting hit hard enough that he started fighting the gauntlet. He dropped his dick and just started swinging. And they let him go. They were like, all right, hilarious. We're not going to hit him anymore.
Well, he's also probably crying. Be like, I can fuck all the gauntlet, please.
Just running through. Like,
please let me fuck
anybody here.
Please let me fuck all the girls in here, please, for the love of God.
So I was wrong on that part. The Indians were funny.
That's fucking obviously, hilarious.
That guy in the canoe was like, I'll hook you up. Oh, this is gonna make things a lot easier. Just yell, I'm gonna fuck all the women in here. Hilarious. That's that holds up today, that joke. That's a good bit.
It's pretty good.
That's a good bit by that Algonquin.
Oh, that's pretty fucking funny. How fun would it be to have a gauntlet too? This is the thing, like
we did it in high school.
I know.
Gauntlet rules.
Yeah, this is what people do.
Yeah. It's an instinctive thing to make people run through a gauntlet.
And just fuck them up.
Just slap them the whole way. But yeah, then, you know, then they did get a little mean.
Yeah.
After that. So some of these tribes would have, like, you go cabin to cabin when you're getting indoctrinated, basically, as tortured, like, into being a prisoner. You get
hazed.
Like,
get
hazed into it, which is, like, you go to this cabin, somebody will pluck a fingernail out. You go to the next cabin, someone will bite your finger off.
What?
Someone will just gnaw your finger off. One of the cabins was just one of the women just beat the shit out of you. You couldn't hit back. She just beat you as hard as she could the whole time.
Really?
Dude, it was.
Did they cut your finger off yet?
Eventually, yeah. This is usually. Nah, that sucks. And then there's some cabins where it's just little kids and they stab you a little.
Just
light stabbings.
Man.
And then eventually, I think a lot of them would scalp you and then pour boiling water on where they just scalped you, which.
It's hot too. It's fresh off the fire.
Yeah. And then just make you roll in like thorn bushes. They're just doing like really mean shit to people.
So you had to go get the aggro crap. This is global guts.
Oh, this was, you got crushed. You got fucking crushed. But the Indians, a lot of these tribes. So that's another thing that is annoying. Obviously, I've said it 1,000 times. When people talk about Indians in America, they're always like the Indians, like it's one group. These are just, you know, some northeastern woodland tribes I'm talking about here.
Exactly.
Obviously, it fluctuates. Yeah. But
read up if you don't know about them.
Some of the, you know, they also, they all like loved being able to take pain. That was like their big fucking thing. Like if your mom cried while giving birth to you,
really?
Like that stayed with you. So even moms had to be like tough as fuck the whole time. Like wild shit.
And so it's possible. It's possible for a woman to give birth. Not even just like
naturally,
even just kind of like, they complained.
Not allowed to complain, dude.
Crazy. So it's possible.
The tribes had some good ideas, dude.
Curious.
They had basically a quit you policy to women.
It's like knock off
quit your bitching, dude, or your kid's gay.
So it is possible to, you know, maybe, you know, it's a fucking harp on it forever. Oh, go on, sorry, please. Totally unrelated.
Also, one that made me laugh was one of these Indians like recorded how British people acted when they got hurt, which was wah wah. Like that's literally how, like when we scalp them, they just go wah wah.
Me hair.
Oh, you got me hair in. Oh, no.
So that's where the powdered wigs came from. They'd go to scalp you, the powdered wing would slide off, and you'd just be like, just pop off.
I wonder if powdered wigs were treated like black ladies' weaves.
Were they getting a fight?
If you touch them.
Like... they would get two guys to get a fight in the Senate. There would just be like pieces of powdered wig everywhere.
Anyway, so that's funny. It's been fun stuff reading up on that.
So the gauntlet, though. So at the end, after a guy bit your finger off,
I mean,
a woman dominatrixed you, and then a little kid fucking needled you. What would happen?
There was also examples of dudes getting tortured and like laughing and making fun of the Indians. At which point, a lot of the Indians would kind of like let them live.
Like you roll.
Be like, yo, you're tough. Or another thing, they would adopt. They adopted a lot because a lot of these tribes were like sustenance farming and shit like that, where they didn't have a lot of manpower, especially at this point with the colonists there. So they would just take dudes in.
Yeah,
but like, you're one of us now.
Bite your finger off first.
Yeah, bite your finger off and be like, all right, you can stay. There was one guy got adopted and was like literally from that. Oh, dude, he got adopted by a dude slowly, just because he obviously couldn't speak the fucking language.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat down and an old dude in a cabin started plucking his hair out. Like he likened it to like a bird, like a turkey, like just ripping the feathers out. This dude started ripping all his hair out and left a patch in the front. And he didn't, you know, he didn't realize it at the time, but he was giving him their haircut. That's how they cut hair. Barbershop in the tribe was rough, dude.
So he gave him the number 4 on the wall.
Yeah, he just ripped it straight out. Just an old dude ripping your hair out. And then the chief came in and was like, you're one of us now. And he was like, literally from that day, no one in that tribe treated me remotely different. Like, all it took was the chief being like, he's one of us. And everyone was like, sup?
Sup, bro?
That was it.
Well, dude, also, too, it's like, you know, I was trying to be like, well, could I be friends with people who bit my finger off and had their wife beat me up and yelled at me? It's like, imagine where they're like, all right, dude, we're going to let you loose. Now my other options are live in the woods.
Yeah.
And first, just doing that alone without people who are going to bite my finger off and imprison me.
Yeah.
Just if there's anybody, they could be so mean to me and be like, no, but you're still part of the thing. I'd be like, thank you. Just thanks for not letting me fucking starve to death next to a creek.
One guy got adopted and he was like a slave. And he was doing like farm work, and eventually he like threw his hoe into the river and was like, this is for women. And all the Indians were like, sick, this guy's awesome. We're gonna let him free. So the Indians did have cool fucking codes. You know, he risked his life to be like, this is chick work.
This is girl work.
They were like, you're right, that's chick work, dude. Go home.
You passed the test.
Yeah. And also, that would be
sick if the last samurai, the final test, and him like, this is fucking gay. And they're like, no. Congratulations.
This is a gay, are you? You're a free, are you? But they,
too many minds. He's like, everything's fucking gay. Everything's fucking gay. And they're like, yes, he's learning.
Yes, he's learning our ways.
That's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, the Indians like,
fucking girls.
Yeah, he threw his hoe into the river and they were all like, this is good.
Respect.
Very good.
Dude, there had been white guys out there that bit other white guys' fingers eventually.
He came home and started biting fingers.
No, I'm saying like,
fuck are you doing, dude? Like, it's how you become tribe. Biting fingers off is, that's like the third or fourth reference they've made to it. So
Sebastian Younger left that out.
Safe to say that some of the natives were munching fingers hard.
For sure.
Gnawing your finger off?
Just an old gotcha. Just like, let me see your finger. Close your eyes. Bite your finger off. Like,
got your finger.
Oh, man.
No,
I'm saying, I wondered if any settlers joined. Because a lot of those dudes stayed with the tribes. Even people who ran away from settlements, they stayed with the tribe. I wonder if there had to have been someone who bit somebody, like someone like John Smith's third cousin, definitely probably bit someone's finger off.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you hang around that culture long enough, you're gonna nibble a finger.
Well, it's also funny too, like if like they have adopted like European dudes, so you're just like running, you're in the gauntlet, all of a sudden you come to the next tent with a white dude in it and you're like, dude,
you gotta,
this
help,
shit's
man.
Fucked up. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I know, it's fucking, let's see your hand real quick. It's crazy. He holds up a hand. He's like, ah, me too. But yeah, then they also Robert Rogers, who the book's about, wrote down that he was like, there's also literally zero wealth disparity. Like, everybody is the exact, like, you can't, you're not allowed to do anything if your neighbor's poor.
Can't,
you gotta help them.
Yeah,
which, you know, good quality.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy to be that when you guys are all living in fucking tents, though.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
it's pretty easy to be spreading the wealth when there's zero wealth.
Yeah, or it was also really physical back then too. Like, you would be like, there wasn't like you know, like bitcoins and fiat currency. It was like, you have 6 goats, some guy has 2, and you're like, here, dude, have 2 fucking goats.
Yeah,
or whatever. It's like, here, bro, have a fucking pelt.
Yeah, so they did have good shit.
I think they used to also do a thing where they would, whoever had the most stuff would burn all their shit. Well, it was, I forget who it was, but they'd have a thing where, like, the dude at the top ceremonially would just, like, get rid of all of his shit.
That's like Bill Gates giving to charity.
True.
It's pretty much what we do.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, it was, oh, this was good. This was the piece of information I wanted to give you that was making me laugh. So I was listening to, got a lot of War on the Run out, got a lot of Robert Rogers info. And so after, there was a battle.
Yeah.
And I think it was 1757.
Mm-hmm.
Fort William Henry fell to the French from the British. The British had it. French took it.
Where was this?
In like by Lake Champlain.
Okay.
Like upstate New York.
Yeah.
And
thank God I didn't say Michigan. Go on.
Yeah,
Michigan.
So it goes back to Michigan. So the French were teammates with the Indians in this war. They were allies. And the French were like, British, you better fucking surrender because I don't think we can control these boys. And they want to fuck you up. They're going to do wild shit to you.
Yeah.
So the British agreed to the surrender where they were like, and the French were like, we'll let you go. You can keep your fucking arms. You can fucking just, you just walk out of here. And the Indians were like, dude, that's soft as fuck. Like as soon as the procession of men leaving started going, the Indians just fucked them up. Like we're just scalping fucking dudes, like just killing them while they were walking out. And here's what was funny. These dudes didn't get enough scalps. So they dug up the graves of the dudes that were just buried during the fight.
Yeah.
And just started scalping dead bodies out of the graves. But what they didn't know is some of those guys died from smallpox. So then they brought all those scalps back to their tribes, like in Michigan. They all died from smallpox. So what's funny about that is, obviously we're taught about the white genocide of the genocide committed by white people giving them smallpox blankets.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying we didn't.
Yeah.
But at least a very small scale, some of the smallpox was just get a little greedy with the scalps.
Getting greedy with the scalps.
He took in a couple extra scalps, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah, imagine digging up a dead body and scalping it. Also, too, to have
me like, why the fuck am I sick now?
Oh, have
I think they were nibbling on them, too. They nibbled on a couple. Dude. Yeah, they nibbled a couple.
You nibble a scalp?
No, they nibbled the dudes. They'd bite you. They'd fucking
take the dead guys?
Yeah, they'd eat dudes after battles sometimes. They would fry them up.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That must be so satisfying to not only beat somebody, but to then eat them.
Eat their fucking heart.
Yeah, to like beat a person, have them lose.
Oh, dude, there's a funny ass story. These, I think it was the Miami. They switched sides and joined the British.
Mm-hmm.
And then the French and Indian came out and fucked them up. And then at the end of the battle, like boiled like six of them in front of their families and ate them. And then after the Miami was like, no, we're on your side. Like they immediately joined back. Pretty funny.
Wait, how did that work?
How did what work?
Who boiled who? I'm lost. Right.
So there was a tribe of Indians that switched and joined the British.
Yeah.
They were like, we like what these guys are up to. So immediately the French and Indians came out and fucked them up for doing that.
Yeah.
And then ate a couple of them in front of their tribe. And the whole tribe was like, all right, our bad. Deal's off with the British. We're back with you guys.
Oh, God.
If you guys are munching us.
You got boiled, too.
I mean, people were munching.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
And the French just had to sit there and be like, oh, shit, dude, these guys are wild.
Yeah, that's your ally, yeah, too.
That's your squad. And, like, they were even telling the British, like, dude, you guys better give up.
Yeah, these
Because we cannot stop these dudes. They're coming in.
They were sending them, like, letters, and like, look, I know you guys think you know what's going on here right now, but, like, this They're shit like, is Yo, so
fucked up. We fucked up. But you guys need to watch out. Yeah. Pretty fun stuff.
Where'd you get a pot big enough to boil a... An Englishman.
They have pots, dude.
Yeah, the cauldrons?
They have big cauldrons in the center of the fucking town. They're like, everyone, this is what happens.
Jesus
You're munched. Christ. Congratulations. You are now munched.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's also it's one thing, too. Everyone said this a million times, but it is funny to think about, like, the problems people used to deal with versus the problems
Holy
now.
Holy fuck.
And it's just, like, it just pales.
Dude, these people, like, what happens when you get, like, fucking scurvy and small, but, like...
Yeah.
It's the worst shit in the world. Like, your legs swell up and all your joints are fucking... Your fucking gums blister and pop. Like, they swell up. And you just die. Or you just lay in a cabin for, like, 3 weeks. It's wild.
Ugh.
Yeah, and then, I mean, if you just lived out on the frontier, if you heard someone coming, you were like, well, we're dead.
Yeah.
Like, if someone just came to visit or, like, walked by, you were like, oh, fuck.
Well, this is
They're going to fuck us up. They're going to eat us. We're getting boiled.
We're getting bold.
That was a problem, like often.
Getting the lobster treatment.
Yeah, dude.